What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're gonna be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
How we doing, Lions fans? It's the one and only Adrian, your favorite podcast offensive coordinator. You know what? Today I'm feeling a little lonely. The boys are out of town. Caleb's in New York. Dave Plax, our very good friend, he's working late. Who else we got? Clay's celebrating his anniversary with his wife. So, huge congrats to him. Congrats to Megan on, I don't know how many years. I know it's over, I believe 10. So big congrats to those two, and, hope for many more to come. So today it's just me, but I thought, man, we haven't done a little podcast in a while, and I want to stay up with all of our listeners because there's still been a lot of stuff going on, a lot to talk about. And what I want to encourage everyone is give us some feedback, like send in a speak pipe. If you go to our socials, we're on Blue Sky, but Instagram is a really easy way to access us. Go to our page and in our bio, there's some links to several things. You can send us a DM on Instagram, send them us a comment through YouTube. But if you go to our bio on Instagram and you click on the link, the second button is a link to SpeakPipe where you can record a question and send it to us. We want to hear from you guys. We haven't heard from several of you in a while. So I just want your thoughts. Like, what's your thoughts on the off season? What do you think went well? What do you think has not gone well? What was a surprise? All these coaching hires, what are your thoughts? We want to hear from everyone. So please, please, please send us your feedback. We want to hear from you. So before we get into some Detroit Lions talk, how about those Detroit Pistons? It is so exciting that we have some Detroit basketball working on all cylinders. Those Pistons are making waves this season. Who would have thought going from last year, that bad record, to this year, they're working the table. I think there's about three or four games left in the regular NBA season. Three, I believe. And right now, they are in the fifth spot right behind the Milwaukee Bucks. So we're excited to watch them play in the playoffs. They will either match up against the Indiana Pacers the first round, or depending on seeding, if they can win out, they will go against the New York Knicks. So I won't talk much more about them. I think if you haven't been watching them, please start watching them. It's they're fun to watch. They're definitely bringing that bad boys culture back, which is so fun. And I want to hear from you guys. I'll ask the guys next week, but who would you rather see in the playoffs? Do you want to match up against the Pacers, or do you want to match up against the New York Knicks? I personally will not give yet my opinion, but I will give you the down low on both. I think the Detroit Pistons matchup is more difficult against the Pacers. I think the Pacers match up a little better. But man, if they go against the Pacers, get your movie popcorn. That is the series to watch in the East. Those two are going to go at it. They do not like each other. They've had some little incidents throughout the season already, those two teams. Which is crazy because historically also those teams in the past have not liked each other, aka Malice in the Palace. So that would be fun to watch. But I think matchup-wise, you know, they played a couple times this season and the Pistons have beat the Knicks. And when you go roster versus roster, surprisingly, I think the Pistons can beat the Knicks. But it's up to you whether you want to see cinema with Pacers, Pistons, or if you just want to win out first series of the playoffs. But either way, we're excited to watch them. So we'll keep up with the Pistons and we'll talk about them here throughout the offseason. So anyhow, our Detroit Lions, So what we haven't talked about in the last few episodes is our coaching staff. You know, we lost some coaches, but guess what, people? We gained some coaches. So I want to take a little bit to talk about some of those coaches that we gained. If you are watching us on YouTube, you'll see my screen that we are looking at their website. We've got some new faces and some old faces returned back with the Lions. But, you know, surprisingly, I would have not have thought I would say this like a couple months ago, knowing that we were going to lose Ben Johnson, lose Aaron Glenn, lose basically half our coaching staff, that now that we have all the spots filled, we got some dogs in the coaching staff. Like, I'm not even kidding or overdoing this. Like, for example, if you don't know who Casey Rogers is, our new run game coordinator, our defensive line coach, do a little research. Casey Rogers has been the defensive line coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for like the last 7 years, even that year when they won the Super Bowl. And what has the Tampa Bay defensive line been for the last 7 years? They've been elite. Like, teams have not wanted to play the defensive side of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for years now. And Casey Rogers, this coach that we got now on our side, has been a mainstay in, had been a mainstay in the Tampa Bay organization. And guess what? Dan Campbell works his magic because of years past playing on a team that Casey Rogers coached and having that friendship. He got Casey Rogers to turn and come over to the Detroit Lions. So I'm actually, that's one of the coaches that I'm most excited about is Casey Rogers. What is this guy going to be able to do with Aiden Hutchinson? What is he going to be able to do with Lee McNeil or whoever we draft? So I'm super excited for this coach. On top of that, like we promoted within. That's what good organizations do. They promote within. We've got Coach Kelvin Shepard now as our defensive coordinator. He has been groomed for like the last 2 years by Aaron Glenn to take this position, and now he's ready, and it takes the mainstay. I think the players in the locker room have nothing but respect for Coach Shepard. He is a future head coach, and so we're excited that, you know, Dan Campbell put his money where his mouth is and actually did promote him within, and I'm excited to see where this defense ends up. We got a couple other new faces, but on the offensive side, I thought it was cool that Scotty moved from being the running backs coach over to wide receivers. He's been a wide receivers coach before, both collegiately and in the NFL, and I think him being able to stay within the organization is going to be super helpful. A couple coaches or a couple teams wanted to take him, but he decided to stay. He gets a promotion to assistant head coach, so we get to keep him, as well as wide receivers coach. So with him moving to wide receivers, we get one of the most exciting coaches on the offensive side, which is Tashard Choice. So if you don't know who this man is, do a little research. Tashard Choice has been one of the top college coaches for several years now. He has helped many running backs reach the top levels in the NCAA. And he actually coached Jahmyr Gibbs back at Georgia Tech. So that familiarity, being able to know how to motivate our number one running back, our star of our offense now, like this next season, it's going to be Gibbs' offense. Like, we're going to be shouting to just give the ball to Gibbs. And we get a coach that not just knows him, knows how to motivate him, but has already proven excellence as a coach. I'm super excited to see his the spice that he adds into the offense. I know we already talked about Johnny Morton before. Most of already know he was on the staff before he went over to Denver because he got a promotion, but now we get him back. Many people are skeptical, but I will say this. He helped Jared Goff in the transition when we first traded for him. I have faith that Dan Campbell made a good choice, and I'm excited to see what flavor John Morton adds to the offense. And a couple of these other assistant coaches, like maybe people didn't know, I did a little research, like Bruce Gretkowski, I believe Tyler Roll, and Marquez Tyasosopo. All these three have quarterback experience. So they were quarterback players in college. So that can be really helpful with helping these players prepare mentally and just knowing what each person on the offense is supposed to be doing. Former quarterbacks make good coaches because they're able to teach. And finally, I think a lot of people know who David Shaw is. He's a former head coach at Stanford University. He's known for player development, and that is exactly what Dan Campbell's mantra is. Like, develop your players, help people grow as humans, take them under your wing, be a mentor, help these young guys. The majority of our Detroit Lions are young guys in their early 20s. I'm sure David Shaw is going to be a huge help. So in total, guys, I'm excited for this coaching staff. Like, we shouldn't be surprised that Dan Campbell was able to poach and attract really good talent from other teams. Some of these coaches did not get promotions. Like, let me be clear about that. Like, some of them just took like a sidestep, having the same job they had previously on a different team, but they said, no, I want to go play. I want to go coach. I want to go work for Dan Campbell. I want to be part of what the Detroit Lions are doing. And like, who would have thought like years ago that we'd be getting coaches without promotions? Like, they're coming here because they want to. So lots to look forward to this next season, everybody. With these coaches, adding a new extra layer to what we'll do this next season. So let's move on to the draft. Yes, the draft. Let me get my chime on here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a little more than 2 weeks away from the draft. Make sure you have your draft plans ready. Make sure you know what draft party you're about to attend. I'll talk to the guys. Maybe we'll do a live stream for the draft. Maybe you can join us, add your commentary. We'll see. Maybe we'll just get together and take the day off. But who doesn't get excited for the draft? It is a fun time, and it's exciting to see who we get next. So something about myself is, I personally am not too into the mock drafts. Why? Because I personally think they're a huge waste of time. I'll tell you why. Especially being at pick 28, the random chance that you actually like mock someone to the team and then the team actually ends up picking them, it is so minuscule. You don't know if they're going to trade up, trade down. You don't really know what's going to happen on draft day. Like, Brad Holmes doesn't know what's going to happen on draft day. He goes with what's given to him at that point, and he makes last minute decisions as times that is best for the team. So I'll look at some mock drafts just to get an idea of like where players are kind of going, but I don't really pay too much attention to them. 99% of them are usually wrong, but I will say that the ones that I have seen, the majority are calling for the Lions to draft the area of need, which is defensive line. And that I would actually agree with. Like, it would be awesome if we could marry having the best player on the board available with the highest need that we have, which is defensive line. I know Caleb had a great pick last time we did a mock draft, which is Mr. Harmon from the Oregon Ducks. That would be awesome to have another defensive tackle like him on the line or an edge. But what I personally like to do, if we kind of want to speculate, that's the word I was looking for. If we want to speculate in a smart way, why not use AI? So if you're watching us on YouTube, I just did a quick AI search on who have the Lions have had visits with. Who have the Lions invited to Allen Park to interview? I think if we look at past drafts, there is a high correlation between who they have invited to have personal interviews with and who they actually end up drafting. And so, unsurprisingly, on those top 30 visits so far, we've had a good amount of defensive line players visit. What stood out to me in these top 30 visits, and you could just Google it, you know, top 30 visits, but I asked ChatGPT to just summarize it for me, all the folks that have visited so far. Josiah Stewart, defensive end, Michigan, has had a top 30 visit in person, and they have also had virtual meetings with him. So he has popped out on tape to Brad Holmes and company. They're doing their due diligence if he's a personality fit. These are what those interviews are in person. Does he fit the culture? Is he mentally strong? Does he have good work ethic? Is he going to fit the all grit culture? So all those interviews, I mean, we'll see. But without a doubt, they like him. They like him on tape. Who knows how those interviews go and if he's available on draft day, but without a doubt, they like him. A couple other guys that have had top 30 visits is a linebacker from Georgia, Chambliss. We've got Gray Zabel, an inside offensive line from North Dakota State. I think he's like a second rounder. They've had draft visits from Shamar Stewart, defensive line, Texas A&M. A couple of mock drafts have put him with the Lions as well. And a couple late round picks as well that are safeties. So they're doing their due diligence. They're having in-person visits. I think it's interesting to see whenever that pops up who they're choosing to have. They only get 30 visits from draft prospects, who they're choosing to have in-person interviews with and visit them. And so they're lining up with what we want. I mean, they're interviewing defensive line guys. So I'm hoping, I'd be happy. I don't care who the name is. If round one, pick 28, commissioner goes up there and just names whoever on the defensive line, I will be a happy man. I want the beef in the front. So hopefully we get that. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening in, everybody. Just want a little update on our coaches. What can we look forward in the draft? Getting everybody excited for this draft coming up. And hopefully next week I can get the guys to get back on here. It would be helpful if you guys send us a chat, send us a message. What questions you got, we can talk about that and maybe have a guest soon. So thanks for listening in. This is the All Grit Podcast.